Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the tree right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his cypress knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Planned a party to go hell. Out in the St. John's Swamps. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Mellow, yellow, jello. Get your ears on. I want you to hear this first little ditty.
Trying to avoid, because the people on TV see me when I'm always paranoid.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, hold that thought, because we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. And my goodness gracious, this guy who sings this had 162,824 views. You better stop and think about that. Is somebody watching? So before we get on to all of that stuff, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about my good buddy, Tommy Stereo. He stopped by his family to see me the other day, and it was a treasure. Tommy, I'm glad to see that you're a Bigfoot fan. And listen, hopefully someday you get old enough, then you can come on an expedition with us. Another guy I want to give a big shout out to, and that's my buddy at ST Hawaiian Barbecue. I talked about it last week. The next day he had his biggest sales ever, and that came from ST himself. So ladies and gentlemen, and everybody around San Carlos, you want some great, great Hawaiian barbecue? Man, I'm telling you, get your butt over there, and you'll just say that Bigfoot sent you, and man, they pile it on. They give you portions like you never had before, and you'll really enjoy the food. We're going to talk about a few things here today. Robin and Kevin, they're back, and they had some action last week. But I want to see how smart a lot of you people are. Do you guys remember Blockbuster Video? Do you remember a thing called taxi cabs? Do you remember the big hotels, the Hyatt, the Marriott, and the Hilton? Do you remember all those mom-and-pop stores wherever you lived? And remember all the little stores that you can go down and say, okay, put it on my parents' account, and we'll pay you at the end of the month? Well, guess what's happened, folks? The first one on Blockbuster was taken over by Netflix, which happens to be the largest distributor in the world. They're in the entertainment business. And I think it's somewhere like, I don't know, $126 billion. And wait a minute. Remember those things called taxi cabs? There was a sea of green in New York anytime you'd see an ad. Well, Uber and Lyft made them extinct. Why? Man, all those hotels, the Hyatt, Marriott, and Hilton, Airbnb have more rooms than all of those hotels put together. Can you really believe that? My God, is anybody paying attention? Walmart has taken over all those mom-and-pop stores. The malls have taken over all those small neighborhood shoe stores and clothing stores and everything else. The dollar store has put so many people out of business, it's pathetic. But guess what? It's called the United States of America, folks. It's a democratic situation here where it's a free world. And if you got the brains and you got somebody to back you, look what can happen to you. But the thing I'm trying to tell you, folks, is listen to me. It's the change now is happening more rapidly. There's going to be new industries like you won't believe. And it's the law of exponential progress. Believe me, okay? It's the linear progress. And it's real simple. You know, it's one time every day, it's $30. So just times it so much. And before you know it, then it gets in, it doubles and triples and quadruples. Gets up to $536 million a year. So it's all about the dollars and cents, folks. Forget about the other bullshit. And oh my God, did you hear at the top of the hour, that little ditty? Somebody's watching you. Somebody's watching me. Me and my pal, Rocky's pal, the Swede, every time we talk, we don't know what's going on, but as soon as we turn on the computer or we turn on the phone, the subject that we talked about comes on our electrical device. So my question is somebody listening to us? Is everything we got going all right there? I don't know, folks, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Guaranteed, something is going on. Rockstar, do me a favor. Let's talk to the Swede. Let's put him on first.
Hey, Tom.
Did you hear that song, the little ditty?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's everything that we talked about, Rock. I mean, Swede.
I can relate. I am paranoid.
Oh, so you did listen to the 162 million views this guy had. This is blowing my mind, dude.
Well, that's early 90s MTV stuff, way before there was really a whole lot of this has really sunk in. He must have had some foresight because it hits it right on the head. Tom, like we talked about, you know, we'd be talking about Osobuco, you know, a nice Italian dish. Pops up on the tablet 15 times, 15 recipes in less than 12 hours on my tablet. I've never typed it in to look for it. There it is from a phone conversation. There it is. Somebody's listening. It's an algorithm. It's a whatever. It's some kind of marketing thing. We could talk about it being very mundane and unobtrusive, but the facts are that if somebody's watching it to sell you an Osobuco recipe or get you in on something like that, what about all the people that are watching and listening that doesn't have such great intentions? And they are, so, you know.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen or heard right now. But you know what? You're right. And I think the algorithms have a lot to do with it, okay? Because I didn't even know what the hell that meant until you go research it all, and then you say, oh, my God, it's true. So, you know those little chips that you have on your credit card?
Yes.
I have a feeling someday those chips are going to be implanted in our bodies so the government will know everything about us, where we go, where we don't go, what we do, what we don't do, what we have and what we don't have. I'm coming to that conclusion, Swede. What do you think?
I think that if there was any way that they could get that done, they'd already have done it. And that's the future, I think, that somewhere along the line that you know, you'll be ID'd. I think that sometime in the future, and, you know, I may be completely crazy. I hope I don't see it in my lifetime or my kids or my grandkids' thing, but I think that sometime in point in time, as we were talking about the technology and all that, I think that the human race is going to be transformed to partially mechanical or robotic in some form or fashion, whether that's chip technology or something to that effect. I think that's coming. And it's
I got to tell you a story. I mean, I'm glad you said that, okay? Because 60 years ago, 80 years ago, wherever, 80 plus years ago, there was a whack job over there in Germany. We all knew who he was, Hitler. And he was going to rule the fucking world, man. And all those people, those 6 million Jews that he killed, all had that number tattooed on their body, on their wrist, wherever they put it. Okay? But that happened 80 years ago. Now look what's happening. Look what's happening with these manufactured diseases, where apparently you're hearing, well, the population is too dense, we're going to have to weed it out, and the best way of doing it is let's show that there's a flu-like symptom that is out there. And then we all found out that it came from Wuhan, China. And then now there's a new one called monkeypox and all the other crap that goes along with it. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, when does it stop? I mean, I mentioned these people about, you know, Uber, Netflix, Airbnb. These people have put people out of work, but God bless them. They're energetic, they're creative, and they said, hey, we've had enough. We're tired of getting ripped. Now let's do it this way, and look what's happened. The world saw it his way, or else it wouldn't still be going and doing these ridiculous numbers, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, Tom. You know, we've talked about that in the past, too. You remember when it used to be the, you know, the cable company. You had to sign up with the cable company and this, that, and other. Now you can stream endlessly, endless. You couldn't stream everything that you could get in a 24-hour period. There's so much.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, he is so right. And if it wasn't for one of our tenants about 2.5-3 months ago, says to me, hey, I want to give you guys a present, and the present I want to give you is a thing called Sonic. And Sonic I want to make sure I say this the right way, so bear with me. It's 10,000 megabytes. 10,000! Now, go and see how many your cable company has, or it's DirecTV or Comcast or all those other companies, cable companies. This thing, long as you have internet and you put Sonic with it, the Sonic costs $39.95 a month, and you get the first 2 months free, by the way. And then you put the Sonic box in, which gives you 1,348. Remember what I said, 1,348 channels. None of them, Comcast, none of them give you that many, okay? And here's the thing. I was paying $310 a month. I'm down right now. I'm down right now because I own the box. You can go to Amazon and all that stuff. Look at Super Box Pro 3. You can get them about $260, $280. You own it. It's yours. And then hook up with Sonic. Or this is fiber optics, guys. This shit is quicker than hell. Zoom. And then I haven't told you this, Swede and Rocky and everybody. They have this thing called the stick. My God, so I put it in one of my guest bedrooms. I get more channels. As a matter of fact, I love it so much that sometimes I go in there and watch it because do you guys ever remember the Bowery Boys? You know, with Slip and Sash and all those guys, Hunts Hall and those guys. They have the complete selection of everything that was made on them and anything else because of what you just said. You can go stream all of that stuff, man. And who would have ever thunk it? I don't know. I mean, I know how to get my emails. I know how to send an email, retrieve it. I can write one halfway intelligent, and then if I think it's stupid, I just push the grammar button, and they correct it and tell me what I did wrong, and it makes it look like I'm doctor, you know. Things are moving rapidly, folks, very rapidly. You better wise up because somebody's watching you. Let's see. You know what? We have an ex, the rock star. Rock star, what do you think about this?
Oh, I know. When you mentioned Walmart, I remember when when Sam Walton himself put into Walmart in Fayetteville, and within, I think it was about a month after they opened, they were selling spider monkeys and puppies back in the back corner, and Sam Walton walked back there, caught me feeding a spider monkey some spicy beef sticks, and he kicked me out, and I've never forgiven him. I don't shop at Walmart, but no, the all of this stuff that you're saying, me and the Swede was talking about it. I remember party lines. I remember when somebody would call somebody else, we'd count the rings so we'd know who it was. And then while they were trying to talk, I would be adding to their conversation, and I'd get my ass whipped when Mom got home because there'd be 20 people calling and said, I was trying to talk to my daughter today, and your son kept making all kinds of weird noises and all that. And Mom said, how did you know it was my son? And they said, do you really want me to answer that? Mom said, no. She knew that I was doing it. But it's the song, it was 100%. And I listened to it when it first came out. And I didn't really take it into consideration as, you know, as being anything more than entertainment. But within 2 years, you know, it was starting to just, I mean, be rubbed in your face. There was no doubting that the guy, whether he realized it or not, the guy knew what he was talking about.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, you know, you talk about megabytes. I have no idea what a megabyte is. If it's not like a mosquito bite, I don't know what it is. But, you know, they were talking about it the other day. And I said, well, you know, all of this stuff that the guys are pulling up at the restaurant on their phones that are more powerful than a room full of computers back in 1965. They're pulling all this weird shit up. And I said, you know, who else is watching this? And one of them said, well, you know, I don't know. I said, well, it's something to think about. And, of course, they laughed it off because they don't think I think at all. They think I'm I just let everything happen, thinking is, you know, too big a burden for me. But, I mean, it's 100%. It's totally correct. I'm like the Swede. There's a certain amount of paranoia seeps in, and so I call Tom, I call the Swede, I don't use my phone for very much. There's not a whole lot that they can hang me for, but you know, then when I think back, there was a whole bunch of stuff that I hope that they don't remember. It's scary times. It's scary times, and it's going to keep getting scarier.
Mel, I totally agree with you, dude. I totally agree with you. Well, by the way, I got
the end is not in sight.
Yes. It depends on who you talk to. But at the same point in time, I get a call today. Not a call, but I got a text. And people said to me, Tom, I know that you hate mosquitoes and I know you hate flies and everything. But a friend of mine invented a thing called lemons, cut them in half, and put the cloves, you know, those cloves that you put on a fresh Virginia ham and you cook it for the holidays? Well, amazing. Excuse me, it's a lime and cloves. And my God, some people say it works, some people didn't. So I tried it because I ate outside today. Not one fly, not one mosquito. And by the way, Swede, did you get the picture?
I did. I was going to comment. That looked fantastic.
It was delicious, man. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to tell you, I'm trying to pass it on to you guys. and try it yourself and see what happens. You know?
Okay, so you split a lime in half and you stick cloves in it and just set it out on the table? Is that
That's
what
right.
you're telling me?
Either that, what I did was I put a toothpick on the bottom and I thread a string to it. And then I hung them around. I did
I
four of them. Okay?
I see.
I had four halves, which made up two limes. Not one fly, not one mosquito. And I said, and then it said, this guy, the repellent companies are after this guy and say that he's full of shit and all that stuff. But at the same point in time, it looks like he's trying to buy his patent or his idea and get him off the airways so they can sell that DEET stuff, you know? It's yeah. ironic as hell. And I'll tell you what. I'm trying to think of a way to how we can put this that we have it out in the brush when we're traveling, you know. I don't know. I'm going to do some thinking on it. Listen, I start to run away, folks, and please forgive me because there's so many things going on in the world today, you know, outside of the Bigfoot world. But at the same point in time, we need to talk. We need to be aware of stuff like this. Okay, especially us in the field. So without any further ado, I think we should get out there and talk to Robin and Kevin out there in upstate New York because they got some good news for us, guys. So why don't we switch over gears and talk to them.
Hey,
there,
everybody.
Hey, Kevin, how are you, buddy? Robin, how you
We're
doing?
Doing well.
Well, that line with the stuff that's hanging up.
Sounds like a good idea.
Well, you're breaking up. What'd you say?
We'd like to try your recipe for getting rid of critters, bugs.
Oh, I didn't say chiggers. I'm telling you mosquitoes and flies. You didn't tell me.
Right.
And it worked tonight with me. Okay?
Okay. We'll
so,
have to try it.
Try it, man. I mean, don't – what – listen, what – you probably got a can of cloves for when you have your Easter dinner or Christmas dinner or some kind of dinner. And
yeah, we have cloves.
Okay. So limes are nothing, man. I mean, lemons cost more than limes. But
yep.
Just
yep.
Get you two of them, cut them in half. Now you got four. Stick those cloves in there and hang them around, you know, your porch or something like that and watch how they diminish. It's amazing.
Yep. Yeah, we
here's what I love. Listen to this. Here's what I love. Okay? You gotta really listen just for a minute. This is a natural weapon against mosquitoes, slicing a lime in half and pressing in some cloves. A natural weapon. Now you understand, you know, people come up with these ideas and it works. Now people are going to come back at their ass and say, hey, oh, you're full of crap. You're trying to do this. He's not trying to do nothing. All he's trying to do is let the rest of us know that, hey, it don't cost nothing, and it works.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So now
if it works,
the industry doesn't want anybody to hear about this.
Right.
Yeah.
He developed
it. That's a good idea.
I think what's going to happen is, you know, the people that manufacture DEET and all that, they'll buy his idea up, you know, give him a couple hundred thousand, maybe a million, and say, here, go away, kid. Go play somewhere else. Without any further ado, my God, here it is, almost 7:30. Mike, it's all because of that Swede and that rock star. They get on this damn show and they never shut up. Okay. So, tell us the story, because when you called me this morning, I said, oh, my God. Go from the beginning. Don't leave anything out. You've got the mic.
And we haven't heard any vocalization.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you. Start all over.
Okay, so about a week. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay, so about a week, we've been going out every night around 10:30, just being sitting there on our deck, which is right up to our house, listening. So I've been keeping track, and it's been... Weather's been cool. Yesterday was like 75-ish. And we went out and We just sat there. It was very quiet. You could just hear the crickets. And so I asked Kevin to do just a hoot, and he did. And within a few seconds, then everything just, like, exploded. And as we're sitting there, I'm, like, timing them. It's, like, one right after another. There was this huge pounding sound on our barn. Something had hit the barn. And as soon as that happened, then coyotes came in. They were so close that we could just reach out and touch them. So they stopped. Soon as the coyotes stopped, then they just started in like you wouldn't believe with vocals. I mean, they were like all around us. And our phone won't pick them up because I tried recording the coyotes and I just got my dog because my dog could hear them. But Kevin gave out a whoop and one of them answered back 2 to 3 times, and then there was just like drawn out ones, short ones, long ones, and then it would go quiet, and it's like they're listening. They're listening to us. And then Kevin went and knocked at a tree knock, and all of a sudden we got a longer drawn out howl from them. A lot louder. And I mean, they were just last night, they were just all around us. And it's been over like a week. We don't hear anything. And then last night, it was like an explosion of them. So Kevin went down and retrieved the trail camera. We've been putting out apples and sweet potatoes and stuff. And we looked at each of the pictures on the trail cam. There's about 5 that are taken during the night. And in one of the shots that we have on a tree right next to a very tall tree are 2 eye shines, probably about 7 feet up in the air. No deer in the picture, so I went to the next one. No deer, but the eye shine was gone. I looked at another one, no eye shine. Then there was like a deer kind of with its head down, almost being like cautious. But that's the only one that we got that's got 2 eye shines right next to a tall tree.
Wow. So what do you plan on doing now in the next few days?
We still go back out every night. We were out there from 10:15 to 11:30. I so wish I had something to record them. Oh, I mean, I got goose pimples when something hit our barn very, very hard. And we found a big rock this morning laying next to our barn. There's like a trail that goes around the barn to the back. And there was a branch that was leaning up against the barn near a big rock. And, I mean, we've had like maybe pine cones or like little cherries from the choke cherry drop on the roof. But nothing like we've heard last night.
That's totally amazing. Wow. It just blows my mind. And you know, apparently these things are attached to you one way or another, okay? And they keep following you, and they want to come out and make sure that you're okay, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, they were all around us last night. I mean,
well, by the way, hold on.
There was over.
We have the second, we call him the cue ball of knowledge, and that's Doyle down there in Kentuck. And he has something to say about, he wants to impart some knowledge to you guys. Can we put
okay.
him on, Rock, please?
He's on.
Hey, Big T.
How are you, young man?
Buddy, I'll tell you what. If I was any happier, I'd be in Disney World.
Well, I love it. So tell us what you want to impart on some of this knowledge, young man.
Well, first thing is that what you were talking about others, you know, that, you know, we're all being watched or whatever. That was a Michael Jackson song. And second, I want to say that if anybody don't believe it, read George Orwell's novel, 1984.
Oh, you're right. That's right. I forgot all about that one. Yes. Yes. Wow.
Okay.
Do you have anything to say to Kevin and Robin about what they're experiencing up there in New York?
Oh, my God. Just keep it going. You guys are so entertaining. You're a marvelous couple. You're doing wonderful things in the Bigfoot world. It's awesome. I love you guys.
Thank you.
That is
we
so
love
great.
You guys, too.
Oh, wow.
Nice to be able to visit with you.
Yeah,
now.
You don't have no idea. It's always great to know. Let me tell you guys, this Tommy Stereo, him and his two sisters and his dad and mom pulls up in this Lexus while I was out talking or watering or something. I don't know what the hell I was doing. And, oh, are you the Bigfoot guy? I'm thinking to myself. Then the next morning, what do you think the damn Swede tells me? Tom? Somebody's watching you. You know, it got me a little, you know, a little goofy. You know what I'm saying? But and as we talk about this more and more and more, and then you talk about the one that happened in '84, and that is so true. And oh, by the way, I'm glad Kevin and Robin are on the phone too. I want them to hear this. There's Rockwell, Texas. Rocky was there. The Swede was there. I was there. Youngblood was there. Never knowing that there's a wall underneath the whole city. It goes for how far does it go there, Swede? Get on there with us, will you?
They say it's shaped in a rectangle. They had a an overhead kind of overlay over the city there, and it's 3.5 miles wide inside by 5.5 miles long rectangle, seven stories deep in the ground.
Think about that. And tell them about the skull that they found.
Somewhere in the 20s, 19... They found it in the 1800s. Some guys were digging a well, and they found this wall. And they kept digging and kept going down, 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 down. Anyway, there was speculation of it was, that it was an ancient man or you know, a lot of different things. And then this somebody was digging around there, and they found this skull that was about 3 times larger than an average human skull, and a conspiracy theory started to develop that giants built the wall, and there was some big, like some steps going up the side of the wall there, and they were like 38 inches apart, the steps were, so, you know.
You had a hell of a stride.
That's right. Our steps are 7 by 11, and this was like a 38-inch step. That's a big step.
Wow.
So anyway, there was some. It was a very interesting information, and us being at Rockwall, we never knew a thing about it. And Rockwall keeps it real hush hush because they don't want the notoriety. They don't want to have an archaeological dig because of a lot of it is on private property, and they want to develop the property, and so they don't want it to become an archaeological dig. You know, that's a huge dig, 5.5 miles by 3.5 miles. That's a big archaeological issue. So,
let me turn to listen up. Let me turn to Dora. Dora, did you hear this?
I'm hearing every bit of it.
All right, so do me a favor.
Let me. I mean, all you can say is you refer to structures that have been built like that, and the Great Pyramids. How did they build those with no machinery or anything back then? I mean, that's a question to be answered. But Tom, I do want to say one thing, and I'll get off here and leave you all alone. But you were talking about your cure for critters. I'm going to give everybody a cure for critters. If you're having a family barbecue outside or anything like that, let me tell you a little trick to do. Take you two bottles of soda pop. Pour about a third of it out. Take your handy-dandy pocket knife and cut the top one-third of that pop bottle off. Remove the cap, turn it upside down, and stick it in that bottle. You're going to get ants, bees, wasps, anything you can imagine. But at the end of the day, you're going to have two bottles of soda pop full of dead critters.
Wow. And you said Botox?
No, soda pop.
Oh, soda pop. Okay, the sugar. You're talking about the sugar. Okay,
right.
I get it.
Right. Every creature that flies, swings, whatever, it attracts everything. I'm telling you guys, if you just take you a couple bottles of soda pop, if you're at a picnic or whatever and mosquitoes or anything's bothering you, like I said, pour a third of the bottle out, cut the top third of the bottle off, take the top off, turn it upside down, and set it on the table.
Okay. All right. We're going to try that. So here's the deal that I would like for you to do and have this info for us next week. Can you try to find out the story about that wall, that mysterious triangular wall that goes all those miles underneath the city of Rockwall, Texas?
I will, but I already think I know what it is.
Okay, but we need to be for sure before we start quoting anything. So if you would please check it out.
I'm not going to quote anything on it. I'm not going to quote anything on it, but I got a good idea what it is.
Okay, fantastic. So I'd really appreciate that you have that. Now, here's another thing. I got somebody's on the line right now. Would you please ask Doyle? I'm out here in the Appalachians, and he says, I know how to harvest ginseng. But it's a competitive business, and there's wet ginseng and dry ginseng. And I can have 1,000 pounds between now and December. Does Doyle know of a buyer for me?
Yes, I do.
He wants it all legal.
It's all legal. Go to Log Mountain, Kentucky in Bell County, and you won't have to work the rest of the year.
Okay. So if you would please text me that so I can send it over to this guy, I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure he'll be. He knew how to, you know, go to you and get this. So that's a hell of a deal, and I appreciate it, buddy. And thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a little pause for the cause. Hold on, Doyle. We're going to take a little pause.
It'll be worth it.
Thank you. We're going to take a little pause for the cause, and got to pay some bills, as everybody else does in this world. And if you don't, well, then you're nothing but somebody that's a prey on our government. Nevertheless, Rocky, take us to a commercial. We'll talk back right after it, folks.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground.
I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
We're back. Well, like I say it all the time, ladies and gentlemen, when I hear that music and I hear that little ditty, boy, the hair in the back of my neck comes up, and I remember the time that you heard TJ when he said he saw those 12 prints like we all did, 109 degree temperature, everybody's sweating profusely and out there in that mud and that swamp and them bugs eating the shit out of you. And that's the day I got those 362 chigger bites, ended up in the hospital for 3 days. But nevertheless, we made it and got the job done, and that's that. So, Rocky, bring me up to date. What's going on, son?
Okay. Something that you brought up, somebody's watching us. And then you brought up Rockwall, Texas, and now I know who was watching us. It was Craig Wallheater and Cryptomundo.
He followed us out there, remember?
Yeah, they were watching us.
But he was watching us from across the table.
Scarfing up on that Mexican food, huh?
Oh, it's Italian.
Oh, Italian food. Yeah, right. Italian food. Yeah, well, it is what it is. But, you know, I'll tell you, something is coming down, and it's the change is coming, like I've said in the past 6 months, and it's coming rapidly. We all need to put the ears to work, the feet on the ground, and make sure that everybody is protected. Rocky, let me explain something to you. We're still over $5 out here on the West Coast for gas, and there's more cars on the road today than there was before. And, if you know, to fill up your rig, it costs you over $100. And if you're filling it up four times a month, that's $400 a month. That's just on one rig. The average home has how many cars, Rocky?
The Swede stopped and filled his truck up today. How much was it today, Robert?
Oh, yeah, with a quarter of a tank, it was $86.
You filled up a quarter of a tank?
Yeah, I had a quarter in my truck, and I put 86 in it to fill it.
Oh, okay, so then there you go. There's a buck and a quarter right there. You know, it's getting to the point, but nobody is bitching and moaning. Nobody is complaining, okay?
Oh, I was. Tom.
I am. We are.
I was heavily.
You know, it's got to stop somewhere. We're the richest.
You're right, Tom. Just keep pushing the limits. They, you know, you think that would be the thing, you know, and they try to. Everybody would be out just, you know, trading their car in for a battery car. No, it's not going to happen.
They're going out and buying muscle cars. Are you kidding me?
Go get some 600 horsepower, man. Let's go.
Yeah, 5.7 Hemi trucks. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, That's where these guys are getting 11 and 12 miles per gallon.
Yep.
Not mine. Not
How
mine.
Much you get?
I was getting 17 in town.
Really?
Yeah. But
what
I've
kind
got,
you got?
I've got the 5.7 Hemi, but I've also got an 8-speed.
You got what?
An 8-speed transmission.
Oh, the 8-speed transmission. I hear they got
11-speed.
I hear they got 11-speed transmissions also.
Not mine.
They do in the 3/4 ton and the 1 ton.
Right, right. Mine is 395 horsepower, 8-speed transmission, and like I say, today I looked at it today and I was getting 17.1.
Wow. Wow.
But all I got to do is if I put my foot in it, then it drops by 4 miles a gallon.
Mm-mm-mm. Wow, that's phenomenal. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, I'm beside myself, okay? People are just going on like nothing's happening. They're spending money like it's water, okay? And I told you what the average house payment is here in Silicon Valley with $100,000 down. It's $10,700 a month just for the house payment. Average car payment in Silicon Valley right now is $1,265 a month. So what kind of money are these people making? Buku? Well, of course they are.
Tom, you've seen how my restaurant is on a busy night?
Yep.
Now then, almost every day and night is like that. I mean, it's crazy. We don't have near enough people to run the place. They're working us to death, but I mean, there'll be people standing there 45 minutes waiting for a table. Hell, I don't do that at my own place. You know, I'm not going to stand and wait that long, but I guess at this point in time, everybody's either just really, really hungry or got a lot of extra money to throw out there because, I mean, we're busy, busy people. We're getting our asses worked to death. But it's every time we think that we see an opening, we'll get another table for 15. I don't know. It's, of course, you know, my wife hasn't raised my allowance any.
How many people can you hold in that restaurant at one time?
Oh, shit, I don't know. I'm not sure. After I did that little remodel, that added a few tables, but I don't know how many it'll hold.
Out here in California, above the door, it says room capacity. It'll say 70, 150, 300.
Well, we don't have one of those. It kind of goes by how many chairs we got. This is Arkansas.
Good. How many chairs do you have?
I don't know. Some of them stacked in the corner. That's one of those things. I just try to figure out how many people I'm going to have to fix food for before I can get the hell out of there. But I don't know. It's crazy. We've never been this busy ever in the history
of
the
world.
Listen
to me and listen closely. Listen to your brother from another mother. That's me. You make hay while the sun shines, son, because we're not too far away that you're going to see the largest bankruptcies with businesses and people that's coming down the pike.
I've been telling them that for the last 2 years.
So I'm telling you, it's going to hit. So stock that money away, salt it away, get yourself some can, dig a hole, do something with it because the banks are going to – listen, all the Bank of America is out here in California, most of them closed. Everything now is done by a square box. It's called an ATM machine. You can do everything you need to do on an ATM machine. So all those people lost their jobs. Now Bank of America is making nothing but buku.
Kiosk,
and then if you decide to get on the phone to talk to somebody, you got to say, well, you're number 17 in the queue. Your estimated wait is 27 minutes. And if you can't wait, you can leave your name and number, and you won't lose your place in line. My God. What is this? What happened to that thing called personal touch, Swede?
Kiosk. They changed it to a kiosk.
Oh, kiosk. Yeah. Now everything's to a kiosk. You know, it's got to the point. You know, let's get the investigative cue ball on this. What do you think of this, Doyle?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Tom, all of our local stores now have went to this thing called self-checkout.
Wow.
I refuse to use it because that takes jobs away from other people.
Yep.
When I check out, I want to have a conversation with the person I'm checking out with. I want to get to know them.
When was the last time when you checked out, they asked you to said, well, do you want plastic or paper? And, oh, by the way, you have to pay for the bag.
We don't pay for bags down here.
Well, guess what?
And let me tell
you today.
Tom, those prices out in California are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, they're ridiculous. I've got a nephew that lives out there, and I'm telling you right now, he has to pay $800 a month to park his RV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean.
It's crazy
and
as hell.
I'm like, damn, buddy. I said, for $800 a month, you can buy a four-bedroom, three-room, or three-bath house here for $800 a month.
It's just crazy as hell. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the clock on the wall. One more thing, tick, tick, tick. Please, Doyle, text me over that info for this gentleman here. I already wrote back, and I told him, yeah, you'll be doing it. You'll be sending it to me, and I'll forward it on to him. Robin and Kevin, thank you so much. Keep us informed for next week. You got your homework to do there, Doyle. Beard of Knowledge.
I'll try to get it done,
so,
Tom.
By the way, Beard of Knowledge sent me a beautiful gift. It's a blue blade with my initials in the handle. And by the way, Michael Green sent me a jigsaw puzzle of my rig. This guy's ingenious, man. I don't know how to put that together. When my grandkids come over, I'll say, here, put this together for Granddad. But I'll tell you what, this has been another stupendous show, and I thank each and every one of you. Kudos and salutations. Until next time, America.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Thank everybody for calling in.
God bless everybody from Kentucky and Tennessee.
Good night.
Good night.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team.
And until then, keep the Bigfoot Live and keep Bigfooting. See you next.